Good morning. Welcome back to Deviation. Welcome to the very fifth episode of us. And today is a special day because first of all, we have a guest over here. Say hi, Haya.
Hi.
Yeah, so she is a very decorated school captain of Billabong High International School for the years 2021-2022. And I'm getting a notification on my laptop. Let me just turn it off. So,
God almighty.
Nice.
Okay, if you're wondering what's happening, we are in front of a live audience. We are recording from a live studio audience, and someone just punched the other stomach for some reason. Are you okay? What just happened?
We're all in the dodo. Episode and like three friendships have already ended.
What just happened?
Let's ignore that and continue on with our podcast. I'm going to do a little introduction of myself because why not?
Yeah.
So my name is Haya, and today we are celebrating the International Mother Tongue Day. But this episode is probably going to be
it'll probably come out like in 2 weeks because Samyak takes that long.
Yeah. So yeah, that's me, I guess, and I think Samyak is a dum-dump, and we're continuing on.
As you can see, we are really close friends.
We're very close. It's very embarrassing.
Yeah, arguable. Okay, so just a quick introduction of Deviation as always. We are three high schoolers who can't seem to stay on topic for too long. We decided to start this podcast for fun after one of our teachers considered asking us. Okay, you know the drill. We basically like go onto a random word or random phrase. Oh, I do hear the echo now.
See,
yeah. Your voice is picking up on my mic as well.
And so his just, voice is picking up on
me. Maybe we should just mute our mics while we talk.
What?
Mute our mics when someone else talks. Every single, I guess, yeah. Wait, mute.
And his voice is picking up on mine.
Okay. Yeah, sweet. So, we basically hop onto a random word or random phrase generator online and generate a topic. We then talk about a specific item over time and slowly deviate away from it, and hence the term deviation. And our goal here is to get you to stick with us until the very end, or at least how far you can. If you were unable to listen up until now, I guess like it's been a few minutes, then we're very sorry for the pain you have to go through for another 35-40 minutes. And let's get started.
Alright, let's do a word again, because last time we did topic generator.
Ahul.
Ah, word. Purpose.
I have no purpose on earth.
This is gonna be the deepest episode of the deviation we've ever had.
It's gonna be a really sad, emotional, not clickbait. Okay?
that's all I got. I have no purpose on earth. Okay, Ahul is officially our audience mic.
To be fair. Yeah, just so move near me.
Let's do a mic test. Can you hear? Can you say something? As you can see,
yes.
This is our first time with an audience, so we have no idea what we're doing.
This is also your first time with a guest.
This is also our first time with a guest. Thank you for being so kind enough to join us.
I listened to your podcast, and I thought I could be better in that. By the way, this is self-conceited, by the way, Deviation Podcast. Yeah.
To the teachers who may or may not be watching this, we did get permission from the vice principal to record right now.
To be fair.
Edmund Sir for letting me skip class to do this.
Yes, Edmund Sir, such a G.
Who listened?
A double free period.
Let's move on with the word.
Private space, okay.
So.
Purpose of life. What's the purpose of life?
I think the purpose of life is whatever you make of it. Every person is different, and they have their own individual choices to make.
Why is this the philosophy teacher right now?
I'm being too philosophical. I need to just be myself.
Oh, by the way, we have the very first host over here, Mikal Sami Anwar.
Yeah.
The one who led Deviation after the first episode. And the one who completely quit from being a DJ.
What's up now?
Honestly, was that the right choice to make? I'm not gonna say anything, but I feel the vibe.
You feel the vibe.
I feel vibes.
So pass your mic to Mick, and what stroke are you talking about? Just Mick, come over to our house.
That is one of the examples. That is one of the examples of how I have a stroke every time you speak.
Samyak.
Oh yeah, it is the like no. It's the 24th.
It's the 24th.
Yeah.
Wait, how long till our mocks?
Yes.
Not the
we have 16 days till our mock exams.
16? 16. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Mock, 16 days. That's
how
our viewers even
know. Wow.
16.
Nice.
Yeah, that's 16 days. That's how our viewers even
know. Yeah.
But our mock exam.
Okay, that's one like autographs or something.
I'm actually surprised that the teachers gave us permission to just be here on our own, considering I am here and chemicals are all around us.
That's because I'm here, Samyak.
Ahul should tell. He was here.
Oh yeah. No. You tell it.
Mikkel. So let's.
Oh, okay.
Ahul, please come in. What?
I am here. I don't have to come into a room. I am literally here. Please come in.
I'll go ahead. Story time.
Go ahead with what?
Ammonia.
Him sniffing ammonia. How am I supposed to go ahead with that?
I will tell
you. So Samyak sniffed ammonia. There was ammonia on the table. He went up to it. He grabbed it. He sniffed it. 20 seconds later, he realized what he did.
In my defense, it was subconscious. All three of the times that I sniffed ammonia.
That sounds like a drug addict. Consciously.
No, we were doing like a practical. Pretty sure we were doing like the test for anions and cations. And I just zoned out because the teacher was saying something. And
that's how much he, you know, listens to his teachers.
I didn't kill him. I zoned out.
I did not even realize that I just reached out for the glass bottle of ammonia and just began the sniffing it. And then Ahul had to just turn around and just say, Samyak, what are you doing? And I just woke up from a trance, whatever I was in. I just realized I'm holding a bottle of corrosive chemicals.
Oh my god.
And to step in and just snatch it away from me.
I didn't kidnap her. I was in a trance, guys.
By the way, it happened thrice. So, you know, it happened thrice.
And the fourth time it happened with nitric acid.
Oh my god. How does the same thing happen again with the police, like, interrogation? How does it happen
in a year? It has not happened in a year, almost.
I think it's not happened in a year because we've not done a practical in a year.
We have done.
No, we haven't.
In terms of it, did not go well either. Yeah, apparently sodium thiosulfate is not supposed to be poured down a sink. We were not told this, so it just.
It's clear in the name, sodium thiosulfate.
Who is that?
And that was a bucket for us to put it in, you know.
I don't think it's something you should dispose of in the water filtration system, okay?
It's not enough water filtration. Oh, it's the water filtration.
It is.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh my god. Unbelievable. So funny.
That was a point in time where I thought that I was going to die after like a chem experiment. I think we were trying to make copper sulfate. And we had to use like sulfate gas water. And I was pouring it in. And I got a bit of it. But I didn't notice at first. And then, like, it started to get irritating over here. And then I'm like, oh god. And then I realized, holy, I got sulfuric acid on my hand. And then I go home and I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my god, am I going to die? And I start Googling symptoms of what happens if I get sulfuric acid on my arm? And it's like, you do feel pain. And then it's like, okay. It's like, you could die. I'm like, oh god.
Wow.
Oh god.
It's giving like being like on Google when you search like coronavirus symptoms and it's just gonna die.
Speaking of like you getting hurt, you have been hurt a lot like when it comes to chemicals and things, right?
Hurt because of you.
Hand sanitizer.
Because of
this.
Bring closer to him.
Alright, so I decided to walk into the physics lab, you know, minding my own business. And Samyak starts wielding a hand sanitizer for no reason at all.
And he starts pointing it at me. I said, don't point that at me. And mind you, this hand sanitizer is pretty liquid and not really like solid. It's not like a gel, it's literal liquid. And he, alright, before I use Samyak language to say it in a really weird way, he sprays my eyes with hand sanitizer. I was in pain for about 5 minutes, and I had to go to the health room just to see if I wasn't going blind. Thank you for that.
Okay, so the reason I took it was I was gonna like rub it in myself, but the problem
rub it in myself. Yes.
This is perfect. I was gonna rub it under my hands, but it was too much. It was going to spill all over. So I just.
So you thought it was best? No, I was just throw it in my eyes.
I slipped on a piece of paper, really.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yes. On the floor.
100
kilograms. I slipped on a piece of paper that was on the floor and it just slapped you in the face with your hands. And I did feel really guilty, so I, for retribution, I did take a bunch of hand sanitizer multiple times, just sprayed it in my face.
Yeah, that's on you. I didn't ask for it.
You didn't ask for it, but I just feel
that's
really
just
good.
Like for you. That's for yourself.
That's for my own satisfaction, Nat.
You masochist.
We know I'm a masochist. We know I'm a masochist.
Oh wow. Masochist?
Do you know what that word means?
You said it then.
Yeah, do you know what it means?
Yeah.
You were struggling so hard to try to say it.
Yeah, because no, I wasn't struggling. I was pausing because I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah, you probably can.
Okay, it's just a word. It's fine.
It's just a word. It just means that you're like seeing yourself in pain. I consider myself an educational masochist. Huh? What?
It's okay, you'll hear it in the editing. You heard my line.
Okay, editing, so I'll hear you. I'll see what you said, but I have no idea what you said just now.
Alright, good.
We're 17 minutes in, should we start with questions?
Probably.
2nd, 2022, 1st.
That's
nice. No, it's nice. It's just, I just remembered that it is.
Can
nice.
I give Samyak Hill by the subtitles?
Zatilla was here.
What? I did not hear what he said. Okay, so 2 days ago on the Tuesday, 22nd, 22-2.
Which is not official Mother Tongue's Day. It was on Monday, but we're wearing national attire. Yeah, except some people that need our national attire and chose to dress like a colonizer.
Wow.
I don't know. It's National Day. I feel like we should be celebrating our national attire. Samyak's wearing cool stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, his Indian pride. Hindustan. Sorry, guys.
Okay, so let's get on with the questions. 2 days ago, we asked our Instagram followers for questions. And the first one, why have your uploads been so inconsistent?
Blame Samyak.
Yeah, Samyak.
Huh? Blame Samyak. It's definitely not me or you are.
It's actually my fault this time because I was really like procrastinating on recording this episode.
Here's the thing. It's all of our problems because we are grade 10 students who are having our O-levels coming up. So we don't have much time to, we don't have much free time together to record the episodes at once. So it is really hard to find a comfortable time that can accommodate all of our schedules. And today, luckily, because our chemistry, no, that's not the lucky part. But
luckily, because our chemistry teacher
is not present today. We did get 80 minutes of free time to record this episode. So thank you, Shahik, sir. You're the man. And all right, next question. What's the point of deviation? I'll let Yuhan take this. What's the point of deviation?
I just asked the only man who wasn't there when we created deviation.
Yuhan wasn't there. What's the point of deviation? Our ex-host.
I'll tell you. This idea came up as a joke when I told Samyak, you know, it would be pretty funny if we started a podcast. And he took it seriously, and now here we are.
I mean, we all did take it seriously.
Neither of us took it seriously.
But Ahu, do you regret being on deviation now?
Depends on what day.
depends on your mood. Okay. Oh, this one is given by one of our live audience members. Bro, please don't tell me you are doing this in front of everyone in International Mother Tongue Day.
We are.
It's not International Mother Tongue Day, first of all. And it's not, we're not doing it in front of everyone. Like, I think you're talking about the talent show. You're talking about the talent show, right? Glasses.
Let's go, Ali.
Yeah. I mean, what do you like? Did you think we were going to do this in front of a stage, like in front of
Uncle
everyone?
G.
He thought we were doing it on stage.
Also, like, by the way, we all have Divehi names.
Imagine us all on stage.
Actual,
I don't think that could happen.
Actual cool all-time Divehi names. I'm Havandi. This is Yuhan is Ahmada, and yeah, this the only people. Yeah, you guys. Samyak needs to come up with like a
cool.
I don't know how to say this. I'm not Indian.
A cool Indian name.
Yes.
What's up, guys? It's the Yakko here.
Very, very cool.
What about our, what would your Divi name be? Like your old timey Divi name?
Old can't say that name. Ahil is. Wait, what's Ahil's full name?
It's Muhammad Ali.
You are Muhammad. Muhammad full
name. Yes.
Muhammad.
I mean,
Samyak Mahabhar Sama.
Sama's
the
girl name here.
No, name him Samantha.
Samantha. Let's go with the white boy today. The white girl
someone
Samantha.
Someone does call me Sama though. Pretty sure someone in our grade calls me Sama. Huh? Oh.
Zeke. Shout out to Zeke.
Zeke, you're my favorite runner.
Zeke is my favorite
You run all on my mind.
Wow. Samyak shooting his shot. Samyak's so overly confident, like.
I am?
Yeah. He really doesn't have no
shame. Why is that something he's proud of?
I don't know,
but he's surprisingly really proud of it. Like, he just, like, loves to point it out.
I don't like being called overconfident. I do, like, I prefer shameless over overconfidence.
Confident, but then in the next sentence you said I prefer shameless over confident. What?
Shameless over confident. Okay, next question. I have no idea how to answer this. What's the funniest word you know?
Funniest word?
Oh.
Something. Oh, just remember, we are family friendly podcast.
I think jukebox is pretty funny.
I have no idea what word is funny.
Okay, for me it would be differentiation, because whoever came up with the English language decided that it was necessary to have a verb for throwing oneself out of a window. I don't know
that's what differentiation is. Just.
Oh, I like fromage because it's cheesy.
Tilakumati is a funny word.
Hang up, Divehi Mahakathakkan. Hang up, Divehi Mahakathakkan. For our viewers, Matinda Botu means airplane. Which
what did
means,
I say?
Matinda Botu.
Yeah, most it goes in the air.
Matinda Botu, that's the
physics.
Physics is the funniest word, you know? Okay, next up. Next question. Why did you start a podcast? I'll let Ahul take this again.
Didn't we just explain this?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of deviation?
That's the purpose of it, but what's the...
Why did we start it? That was like a history podcast, and then Samyak wanted to do a podcast.
No,
then Vic wanted
to
do a podcast. And he told Samyak as a joke. And I don't know, you know.
Yeah. Which celebrity annoys you the most?
I think right now probably Kanye West, because he still hasn't released his album yet.
No, he's not released it.
He has released it.
No,
2 days ago. It's just not on Spotify.
Well, he hasn't released it on Spotify because he's in his communist era. That's why.
Which celebrity?
I have one. Come here.
Okay, so just stop saying it.
I'll edit it. Make sure
make sure to censor when he said the. By the way, make sure to censor that.
Oh, Samyak, I have one. Okay, so there's this one coach in the Winter Olympics. I think her name is Eterina something, long Russian last name I can't pronounce. Yes. No, no, not her, not her. Her coach, okay? Her coach is notorious for, like, making, like, starving girls for in order to, like, yeah, giving them, like, diet regimens to, like, make them jump higher and, like, get more spins. Yeah. I really don't like Russia in figure skating. They literally cheated in Sochi 2014.
Were the results delayed because they failed to do a drug test? That's something that happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they eventually did it, but it was delayed. Yeah,
that's what they were doing. Okay, I'm very into figure skating, by the way. So they make them jump higher to make them do, like, four turns, which is called quads, instead of, like, the three turns that women normally do. Because women can't do four turns because they don't have the physical strength, like, to actually do them. So they make them lighter in order to, like, jump higher. Yeah. So a lot of figure skaters retire after, like, 17. Like, it happened to Alina Zagitova. She's retired now. She didn't join. So,
how old is she?
She's, I think she's like 19 or something.
It's such a weird age. It's like, oh, you retired at the age of 19.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
I mean, she was top. That's why she retired, right?
I think so. They're like, it's like they can't, like, compete anymore because there are, like, girls out there doing quads and you can't win on triples, right? Yeah, not enough turns. So, also, I'd like to shout out my favorite figure skater. Her name is Yuna Kim. I really love her. Also, Yuzuru Hanyu. And Nathan Chen. Okay, that's because Winter Olympics is there. So, okay.
What's your favorite movie quote?
My favorite movie quote?
I'm gonna say it's Kevin Hart yelling out, he's got a banana in Central Intelligence.
Let me think about Sogan Factory.
What?
I need to think about this.
Yuhan, your favorite movie quote.
Yes, favorite movie quote.
I don't have a favorite movie quote, but I have a favorite Shakespeare quote.
The
to be, not to be.
No, it's if music be the food of love, play on.
Merry Christmas, you fill the animal.
It's from
the
song.
Merry Christmas, you fill the animal, yeah.
What?
Merry Christmas,
you fill the animal.
You know that, like, show that, like, Kevin watched
in Home Alone.
It's like mobster. Like, he shoots, like, the guy, and afterwards it's like, keep the change, you filthy.
That's a good one. And then, okay, oh, what's the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Samyak, I'm gonna stop everyone here.
I thought you were just gonna say Samyak and just stop.
I don't really.
I don't really have the strangest thing I've eaten, because I usually stick to, like, things I know. And, like, I know I like. Dude, I have burgers and pizza, dude. It's more than just sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Elon told me that you ate, like, just sausages one time.
Yeah, that's accurate.
I am like Meg.
I don't really, like, eat things that I don't know. I like things that I know what they taste like. But there is something that I have eaten fish brains.
Oh, yeah.
I have eaten, it's actually really good. Yeah, I also have eaten, like, the eyes of fish. Here in Maldives, we eat, like, every part of the fish.
It's only here, no one else has that.
I'm
going
to say the weird thing I've eaten is one, like, a vegetable stew from my state in India, which my parents forced me to
Odisha.
Eat. Huh? Odisha, yeah.
Yeah, I got that right.
Which was tall. I could say that I've eaten a tree.
You've eaten
yes.
a tree?
No, tall. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, if you asked Yanyu, he would say I've eaten a door in grade 8.
I'm pretty sure I've told, like, the story 100,000 times, but the weirdest thing I've ever eaten is reindeer meat. That was at WSC. I think you picked me.
Oh, wait. I have eaten something strange.
Camel.
I remember when he got mad at us for eating meat, so he went and took a plate of pork and sat in front of us eating it.
Absolute power moves. Absolute power moves.
Oh, yeah, because, like, we were eating meat.
Wait, give it to Mike.
And then he like got mad at us, so he went and grabbed a plate of pork, started purchasing it, and started eating it, thinking we would get mad.
Oh my god.
Murder at it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, how does pork taste? Like, I'm curious.
Pork
burnt
tastes
chicken.
Like burnt chicken. Yeah.
How do you know?
Because
how
he's told me this.
Yeah, it tastes like burnt chicken.
Oh. I kind of don't want it now.
In a good way, though. Burnt chicken, but in a good way. Okay, next. No,
oh, yeah.
That's not a question.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, Samik. I have this like really amazing ability, right? Well, just from a glance, I'll be able to tell whether I like a certain food or not. Just from a glance, it's just like once I look at it, it's like I know if I like it or not.
Well, but
yeah.
There's this one brand I've heard about. I'm not sure if you heard about. It's called Ice Hut. It's like a brand on Instagram. When you first saw it, how did you feel about it?
I don't like sweet things.
Your mic is cutting out so much.
Wait, what was the brownie?
Your mic is cutting out so much.
That brownie was so good.
Oh, gee. Okay, next question. Oh, I want Mick to answer this, actually. Other than gaming, what's your favorite hobby?
Favorite hobby?
Other than gaming.
I mean, I've been taking out game dev after, like, Elon just persuaded me into doing it.
Game development.
Yes.
Okay, what is
your
non-gamer?
Your hobby other than gaming.
Anything
other
than gaming is what you're
favorite. Non-gamer thing.
Wow.
I mean, I guess it would just be like just research on like random trivia that I find interesting.
Ah. Johan, favorite hobby other than guitar? And taekwondo.
Those are my only two hobbies, Samir. I don't have any other hobbies.
Ahila, what's your favorite hobby other than
I guess editing. Then that's
okay.
Yeah.
Wait, photo editing or video?
Yeah. Either one.
Using my
hopefully
video editor. No,
I just want the audience to know that this man uses photos to edit everything. Including wait, that's not the worst part. He uses photos to edit videos as well.
It was actually like really good for some reason.
Yeah, he edited like we edited the Women's Day video.
That was on photos.
I've
never used anything but
photos. Yeah. Okay, props to that, man. That's actually really good.
Oh, you're saying props now, but I remember when we had to make another video, you were just like, make sure Aho is involved, especially if he's going to use photos. I'm just like, hey, man, he's like a master in his craft.
I didn't know Aho made that video for the Women's Day thing. Like, using photos. Now I found out. Now that's a... really good. That's a really cool thing.
To be fair, I did all my pictures with paint.
Okay.
Hey,
oh.
Can I get my best friend Sukha to speak on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sukha, please say something.
Okay, please pass the mic on to Maldives National Basketball.
Yes, top 8 in the under-18 Maldives National Basketball team, Sukha Ashraf Ali. Let's go.
And a member of the elite basketball club. I mean, so bad.
Okay.
Please pass the talking stick.
Okay, I'll pretend to be Sukha and I'll say what she's saying. We've been best friends for 13 years, so I'm pretty sure I can read her mind.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, please.
I got her to talk in your face. Okay.
What did she say?
Hi, I'm Sukha, and I like...
Basketball.
It's the only person.
And also the deputy house captain of Billabong High International School 2021-2022.
His house.
The entire house.
You didn't even say the house.
Deputy
by the
house.
Way, she got like 126 out of 130 on her paper 4, which is like amazing.
Didn't
so,
you get 128?
I don't even know what paper you're talking about.
Oh, math paper. Math Olympiad champion, by the way. Samyak got third. Sorry.
No one got third.
Sorry.
What color is your toothbrush?
Oh, orange. What?
Aww.
Oh my god.
Mick, I mean, Johan.
I think it's red. Yeah, it's red.
I think mine's white.
Mine's purple. I think almost everything I own is purple.
Wait, that's so cool. That's my
like
favorite
purple.
Color. I really like purple.
What's your most memorable birthday? I shall refrain from...
Queen 13! The one time I cried on the ice. Yes, I went finger skating and I cried. Because it was so bad. Like, I really didn't know how to figure skate. But I am a fan of figure skating.
Most memorable birthday?
I don't really remember. So, the last three birthdays, I've just stayed at home. So,
Mick,
I mean, by default, it would be... Was it 2020?
2020. No, 2021.
Oh,
we were
around. Around, yeah. When we were talking.
I gave a toast to us starting the business in 4 months, so 2021.
Yeah, 2021, yeah.
Oh, I gave you the best birthday ever.
Yeah, you gave me like, so there's this thing for, I think people who watch Vsauce will know, there's this thing called the Curiosity Box, which is a bunch of adventures. And I told Samik how much I wanted. So he made his own like rendition of it. It's called the Yak Box. And he made like his own handcrafted box. And everything. I mean, it was like a shoe box, but like on top of it, it was like... He did some cool things, and it was pretty neat. And I opened it; it's like a box for this like metal detector robot. It was pretty cool.
Oh,
it was
so
actually
nice.
Cool. I don't even like it.
No.
Oh, that's what Roy.
I've been here forever.
A beautiful moment of friendship.
I have no reason to like detect metal all, but like sure, when the time comes.
When the time comes, like when you have to find some spill change.
So. Yuhan. I would like to tell my queen.
Yeah.
Oh, Yuhan. Okay, I would like to tell my Queen 13 story. So my mom printed out shirts that said Queen 13. You still have it? So like.
I think I still have it.
Yeah. No, it was my 13th birthday.
13.
Years ago?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that wasn't that long ago. Oh my god. So she printed out like shirts that said Queen 13, and then she like. For my friends, they gave Queen 13, what was it? Tween to teen. Queen 13, friend something. And for my cousin, it was Queen 13's little cousin. And for my sister, it had their names on the back. It was. Oh yeah, my helium balloons flew up. And then I cried while figure skating. And that's actually how I got into the sport, because I was like, oh, there's no way this is real. No one can actually jump like that. and then I was so shocked, because they could actually jump like that.
Yuhan, most memorable birthday?
No. Next question.
Okay, this is basic, and I think everyone knows who wrote this. Sharks or dolphins?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Let's go. Shafiullah, my queen. Dolphins. Sorry,
Aki. Oh, Aki's gonna kill us all.
I'm starting my
guard. He's gonna kill us all with
shit. One more time, I'm going to jump in.
This is what happens when you've been his best friend for so long. It's just sharks and dolphins.
Yeah. If you could time travel, where would you go and why? I think I had a mental breakdown about how I would not time travel. Like, I texted Michael a few days ago.
This is probably a different story, but let me tell you. So in our council group, we were talking about our houses, our Harry Potter houses, right? And we all were telling each other our houses. And I was Slytherin, so I said Slytherin. And he's like, you know, he's like, okay.
Hufflepuff.
And he's like, okay.
I'm a Hufflepuff.
Right. He's like, okay, let me do it again. And I'm just minding my own business, right? And he starts messaging me about how, like, you know, I'm overthinking this probably. And I'm like, how so? And he gives out, like, for sociology students, like, think of an 8 marker, not even an 8, an 8, a 10 marker for each, like, option that the quiz
what
gives
the
you,
hell?
Evaluating whether or not it's worth it. I'm like, you're overthinking it. And then that's just for the houses, okay?
I think the sorting hat would, like, actually, like,
and then
have a mental breakdown.
The Patronus one, and then... He starts talking. He was like, for like invisibility, he's like, all right, I can take out like terrorist threats. I'm just like, wait. Yeah, so basically, he's like, he's evaluating like what he can do with his powers, right, if given to it. And like, he was talking about invisibility. He's like, I can infiltrate like enemy bases and take out terrorist threats. I'm like, bro, it's a Pottermorphosis. You're not actually getting your powers.
Also, wizards aren't allowed to get into real life conflicts, so you couldn't even do that if you had the invisibility cloak. So
I mean, who would know?
Who's read the books?
Huh?
Who's read all the books?
I just watched
it. Oh, all of a sudden, just raising
hands. We're raising hands. But it's four people and it's none of the hosts.
Wait, what are all your Patronuses and what are all your houses?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What are all the Patronuses and what are all your houses?
Squirrel, Hufflepuff.
I've never done the Pottermore quiz.
I am
right now.
Okay, wait, wait. I don't know my Patronus, but I know my house Slytherin. I'll do the stupid quiz.
You do it. Yo, you gotta run out. Take time.
Yeah, it will take time.
Ah, what's your house? What's your Patronus? Stop typing.
I'm not saying, you know, for specific reasons.
Oh, you know what?
What?
You don't say Patronus for specific reasons.
Oh, okay. Well, let's say these specific reasons. No, we're not saying the specific reasons.
Do you know the
specific? No, I don't know the specific reasons.
Samyak.
Oh!
I have to mute myself for a second. My apologies, I'm just back.
You're a Hufflepuff? No way.
Oh, I'm
not
a Gryffindor, but then, like, yeah.
Bro?
Okay.
Oh, that's so sick. That's actually
really cool. My Patronus is a brown bear, actually.
Who has a brown bear? The choice when someone has a brown bear.
Patronus, Samyak. I want your Patronus instead.
Sure. What? In the movies, in the books.
I was dying doing the quiz. Like, it was so hard for me to choose the options. Yeah.
Like,
the first quiz. Like, I took so long to like pick the choice. Guys, stop doing it! Stop doing it right now.
Oh, it was your mind. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a bird, a hummingbird.
Oh. You're a hummingbird.
Because I've locked into.
My Patron is a hummingbird. Okay, turn off.
Not a bird.
Okay, the last few questions. What's the first thing you'd buy if you won the lottery of $1 million?
A house on a deserted island that looks super cool. Because I've always wanted to live in a house in a deserted island, like Ryan Reynolds in The Red Notice.
But if you did, our vice principal just walked in.
Still, like, confused as all hell.
If you did live on a desert island, how would you like go to a store like Agora and Villa Mart? If you did live on a desert island, it's not Agora or Kanma Defy or
yeah.
There's no place for you to shop. Where would you? How would
I
you
just
survive?
Get some people to do it for me because I have like tons of money now.
Hey, Khabar Fang, vote kar do bahada.
Yeah, Khabar Fang.
Ahil, $1 million, what would you get?
Yes.
Maybe just keep it forever?
You'd have, like, I wouldn't keep it forever.
Satisfaction of saying $1 million.
Would you would you turn yourself into a mascot suit?
No! Sorry, shut up!
Mick, $1 million.
Give me a second. Oh, yeah!
You want to
first. Okay, I think I'd probably just get music instruments and probably college, university.
Musical instruments.
Yeah, music instruments, college, university, those things. Wait, yours is just in. Oh! Dude, we're going to play, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play.
What the hell
can
we buy for $1 million?
We can.
Like a Cessna, maybe?
Plane. Like a private small plane, like a personal plane.
What the hell?
Yeah, Tesla, yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea what.
Oh yeah.
Not like a huge not like an A380. Yeah, wait, how much of an A380's cost? A380 price.
More than $1 million, I can tell you that already. You can buy an A380, man.
$50 million.
Yeah, that's like 450 times.
We have $4 million lottery. No, we have a bunch of audience members here. We can all like pitch in and get $450 million.
I'm not buying a plane. Okay, I am not buying a plane.
Yeah,
oh yeah. So my $1 million, I would probably like buy like a good phone and then just like, take the footsteps of like El Salvador's government and just spend the rest on Bitcoin.
Spend the rest of it on Bitcoin.
Yeah, because El Salvador's government did do that and they lost. Bitcoin prices fell as they invested. It was really bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're doing it despite the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're just gonna get a phone. What phone?
Probably like a Pixel 6.
Okay.
Wait for you to say like iPhone 32.
Final question. If you could spend a day as any animal, what animal would it be?
I'd rather not.
You know, it's probably like a rabbit because
yeah.
12 years later. Yuhan somehow, you know.
Yeah, it started with Yuhan. Yuhan is like the patient zero for Ahu becoming like a
patient zero.
Like this little man. Yeah, because we don't know how like the joke about Ahu being a originated, cause like. Was I not supposed to say that?
We're not gonna like say it out loud.
Edit it out. Oh wait, I'd like to.
All right, don't worry. I have a synonym though. So we don't know where the joke about all origination.
What I don't know.
You're gonna get out.
I was gonna kill me.
You're gonna kill both of us. People probably would expect me to say yak, but no, I have no idea what animal.
Like a frog.
Huh?
Like a frog.
Wait, what is the question?
Brand name
is
just a frog if you're not
gonna
be a yak.
Yeah.
You said frog. Yeah. I thought you said frog. You said frog. You have frog vibes, bro.
Yeah, I
explain the
only vibes you can talk.
Wow. I don't know.
What frog vibes do I
get? Yeah, you might be an amphibian, Paul, you know.
Wait, you have to blow that out. My mic was on.
I wasn't listening. I mean, yeah, yeah, while editing.
Oh yeah, bottom vibes.
Oh yeah, we're giving you hell. Let's continue this on for another 48 minutes. It's a 2-hour special for the 1st of March, which is
1st of March.
When are we uploading this?
I have no idea. It depends.
It depends on how long something has.
It takes time to edit. We just want to jump out a window. How do you want to defenestrate yourself?
You're skipping like a schoolgirl to get your phone.
Yeah.
So you have, what animal would you be?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes it for a deviation episode without Summit falling.
That's me falling.
Wait, are we talking about animals we would be?
Yeah.
What did you think? Animals? What?
Oh, I thought you said.
Wasn't the question different?
If you could spend a day
any animal. Then why would I be a rabbit? What?
I don't know. I can't hear anything from these. Okay, these.
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay.
Oh,
I would be a bird or a dolphin because.
Why do you hate birds?
No. But I want to fly. Also, I want to swim underwater for a long period of time.
A dolphin? Don't dolphins like in the breed air though?
Yeah.
They're mammals.
But they swim.
Yeah, they can.
Under the water.
Oh, you don't want to only be underwater.
I just want to fly or swim underwater. It's not that deep, okay? I want to fly or swim underwater.
Again, why would you want to fly underwater?
Or
fly or swim.
Yuhan is in first language English for what?
I got to say, why would you fly underwater or swim underwater? Is that what you're saying?
Moving on, he was just doing that to bother me. Moving on.
We have more questions.
We don't have more questions, but we have a huge audience.
Oh, I have a question. For us. If you were the opposite sex, what would you do?
Blur this out, you know, forever. Just, you know, just leave a blur. We're not going to say anything. Just leave a blur.
Your mic is
exactly.
Okay, now we have three different people using one mic.
Using my head, the
headset
I gave you.
Yeah. No, that's what Ethan gave me.
I also gave you a
Ethan.
Ethan.
Who's Ethan?
Who's Ethan?
Ethan.
Oh, okay.
That's
probably
similar to that.
Yeah.
How old is this Ethan?
He's 12.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I am calm down. Wait, Samyak, how's the audio now?
Huh?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you
now. Okay, cool.
You sound like you're underwater, like flying underwater is how I say it.
Like under the water.
Yeah, just get a chair. Now breaks on side, I swear, everyone's just gonna walk past the window, just gonna see all of us together.
We should do more couples.
Talking.
couples questions?
Yeah, last time the topic we took was
okay, a couple's question. Okay, which one of us has a love life that you want us to do a couple's
question? Yeah, no, none of us have love lives.
Yeah.
We are all boring.
This question is for you, Preston. Do you wish to have kids someday?
No.
What?
No.
Absolutely not.
What was the question?
Do you wish to have kids someday?
Should I have kids?
Do you wish to have kids?
You want to have kids, Samya?
Do you want children? That's the question.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't want to have kids.
Absolutely not.
I am sorry for whoever your kids are.
I don't. They're kind of annoying.
I really like kids. I like hanging out with them and all that. I'm pretty sure I'll be a positive influence.
You have to luck out in the lottery of how your child behaves as they grow up. You could either have a really good child that's not that annoying and you.
No, I didn't. I think I.
Oh, you lose the lot and you have a spawn of Satan roaming around. I don't want to gamble.
Also, I don't want to have a kid and make.
It's funny how you said that you don't want to gamble, but you're already addicted to gambling at the age of 16.
I gambled $200 in less than 2 minutes one time.
Yeah,
gambling addict.
You lost $200 in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, man. I've heard that was in Singapore, right?
Yeah,
I was in Singapore. My man spent $200 on CS:GO crates.
Me with the moon box.
Oh yeah, Samyak. Oh Lord Almighty, Lion.
At least Mick made $60.
Lion doesn't know.
The moon box story.
He wasn't with her.
I know. Me. There was these things called these vending machines in Malaysia called moon boxes, right? And they cost, how much did they cost? 100 ringgit or something, right?
No, 10 ringgit.
10 ringgit, sorry. they cost 10 ringgit per box. And Samyak spent, how much did you spend on it?
Ringgit.
He spent 400 ringgit buying those boxes, and all he got were charging cables. He was expecting a PS4 because one of the advertisements had someone wanting a PS4 on it. And he all he got were charging cables. And they all ended up with me. They're still sitting in my cupboard for some reason. I don't even have an iPhone.
Wait, you have charging cables? So, wait, I want some.
You know, I gamble, but at least I gamble knowing my chances.
No,
I don't gamble expecting.
Wait, here's the thing. I gave up completely. And then a friend of ours who also went with us, right? She asked me to give her 10 ringgit to give to get. She used my 10 grade to get a moon box. She got an Oculus Rift, a free voucher for an Oculus Rift.
Such to be you.
I don't know what that is.
To be fair, gambling has its perks.
Oh.
The CEO of FedEx kept his company alive by gambling in a Las Vegas casino.
He kept his
company alive. And to be fair, when I played Genshin Impact for the 2 days that I played it, I did luck out with what was the card?
Wendy.
What?
Second row. Second row.
I still haven't gotten a 5-star character. I don't know. I wish on Yamiko's man on the other day.
What level are you?
I didn't get her.
What level are you?
I don't know how to check. I haven't been playing.
Not pity. What level are you? What world level are you?
I think I'm 20 something.
He got when he was 7.
Stop! This is
live.
What's going on?
Oh, so basically there's a game called Genshin Impact, right? It's a action RPG. And so I don't really like the gameplay, but then I played it because Liam told me to get it, right? So first 2 days I'm just playing it. And then I realized that you can gamble in that game as well, right? So I start gambling. I roll once, right? And then they're explaining how there's this one character called Venti. He was really rare to get, right? I'm okay, cool. And they're talking about it. And then I roll a second time and I got it. So, I lucked out.
So basically he rolled only 20 wishes and he got Venti.
20?
Yeah.
I spent how much?
No, not our money, but then
It's not money.
Yeah.
I haven't played in a while.
I haven't played since I got Venti, by the way. Venti is just in an account that's never going to be used.
What if they add Genshin Impact to the Billabong gaming competition?
No.
I will not participate. I'm too much of a.
Neither am I. I'm not.
I am being forced to be one of the hosts. I was being forced. I kicked myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I was being forced by our vice principal to be one of the hosts of.
Yeah,
the
you decided to drag Haya into it by calling her a gamer girl.
I'm not a gamer.
I'm not a gamer at all. I haven't even played Candy Crush.
The legend Notebook, I just walked in.
I have played it.
By the way, when Samyak is saying that he's never been a gamer, he has a literal YouTube channel dedicated to playing Fortnite.
Why would you shut up the name?
Fortnite boy.
What's the number?
The Fortnite boy.
The Fortnite boy.
Go switch it up, guys. Give some love. And, yeah.
Wait, Samyak, is that the end of the questions?
That's the end of the question.
Oh, damn. Oh, really? Oh, I thought that this whole discussion was related to a question.
Damn, man. It's not deviation. Do we have any questions from the audience coming in?
Yeah, give us a question.
Yeah, okay. Oh my god, we have the fastest runner in the country.
Yeah, fastest runner in the country. Not the actual fastest runner.
Didn't he beat the fastest?
In the heat, he did beat him.
What does heat mean?
Heat means... I don't know what that means. It's the thing that you do like before you get to the finals.
What does the audio sound like?
Oh,
okay,
so
it's pretty
good. Finals after you beat him?
I turned it off because like... Samyak when you okay about it.
Which one?
Samyak
when you okay about it. So, you might
have 50 minute episode of You Heart Side.
Oh.
Do we cut the plug?
He's gonna have to censor stuff, and he's gonna have to like edit like so that you want.
Oh, can I say some really cool swear words so that.
You're a failure, Cropper failure.
What did you say? My man pulled out the Oxford Dictionary. What the hell was that, bro?
Gadzooks, my fellow brother.
Osteoporosis.
I don't know what that means. It's just.
Okay, this is absolute chaos.
Welcome to BDS, welcome to Pod 7.
Like just bleeps because
we're not on 7.
Dealing this way.
You can just cut this entire part out.
Yeah, like how you cut Yuhan's
like argument. So we have reached the end of our episode. Finally, we have continued to record for an hour. Oh my god. Thank you for joining us, and does anyone have any parting words for Deviation?
Parting words? I have some parting words. I think this is going to be the best episode yet. I was in it, Juan was in it, and Ahil was in it.
Okay, now Haya, give us the parting words.
Parting words. This is going to be the best episode of Deviation Podcast because Ahil is in it, Yuhan's in it, I'm in it, Suhas in it, Sukhas in it, Mix in it. Yeah, that's everyone in this podcast.
Zeke.
Oh, Zeke's in it. Zeke, that's Fahad, not Zeke. Yeah, Zeke.
Okay, give us a goodbye. Goodbye to our audience.
Madari Mahoge. Bye. Bye. I love you guys.